We hear the words of our Lord taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 11th chapter, beginning with verse 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. I sat reading the newspaper article, and as I worked my way through it, a woman whom I had never met before sat in my office patiently waiting for me to finish. The newspaper article went on to explain how a man, apparently her husband, had come home a few weeks earlier, had come home in a drunken rage one night, and had caught her with another man, and he chased that man from the house back out to his pickup truck, went in and grabbed his shotgun and went after the truck and started shooting at it as it drove away, unaware that another man was hunkered down in the passenger seat, and he nearly killed that man, blasting all the holes in the side of the truck. And the police finally arrived and arrested him, and he was now sitting in the county jail about a mile from our house. And he was awaiting charges of attempted manslaughter, facing up to 9 years in prison. And then she said to me as I finished reading the article, "Would you be willing to go see my husband?" Well, the next day I did. I went down to the county jail. They didn't allow me to be in the same room with him because of the violent nature of his crime. He came out dressed in an orange jumpsuit, probably in his early 30s, and he was totally broken. Almost despondent, could hardly talk to me through the glass, in the little hole in the glass. And I really didn't have to say much to him. The first part of the conversation was him just pouring out the agony of his life and all the stuff that he had done wrong to now place himself and his family in this awful predicament. And he said, "How could I get to this point in my life?" His conscience was burdened with the problems of his drunkenness, his great imperfections as a husband, as a father, his rage that had taken him over and caused him to nearly kill someone, and he was now especially concerned about what God must think of him. And he just poured out nothing but frustration with himself. In the text before us, our Lord Jesus uses the wording and imagery of labor, burden, yoke, when it comes to sin and the guilt that can lay on our consciences. And boy, was that evident in this man. Labor, the hard work of not being able to live up to God's commandments, the burden, the weight that now pressed down on this man's conscience and on his heart. Jesus uses the imagery of a yoke, like oxen that have that big, heavy metal and wooden structure on them to keep them together to pull the wagon, a yoke that just weighs us down and drags us down, the burden of God's law that none of us have been able to keep. You know, it's interesting when someone comes and confronts you with your sinfulness and your weakness or something that you've done wrong, that's not a spot that I like to stay in very long. That's not a spot I'm real comfortable with. I like to try to move out of it as quickly as I can. I like to try to deflect the criticism and the analysis of my guilt off somewhere else or find some other way to deal with it. We find ourselves in those moments twisting and turning, and we kind of want to get out of it. We attempt to justify or try to explain away our actions and why something happened the way it did or why we said something the way we did. We try to kind of comfort ourselves with the fact that there are so many other people out there that do things so much worse than we're doing. We try to comfort ourselves with the numbers, the fact that there are so many people out there doing this same sin or whatever it is. And we also sometimes just try to get it out of our own minds and our own hearts. But if we really have a live, living, breathing conscience, it keeps coming back to us. It keeps hitting us again and again, this burden and this weight. King David said it like this when he thought about some of the stuff he had done in his life. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. And then this line, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. You ever had times like that when your conscience bothers you to such you can actually feel the pressure on your chest, on your heart, on your conscience of how sinful you have been? Day and night your hand was heavy upon me. That is the burden of the law. We can fool a lot of people, but there are two bars of justice that we cannot escape. Just like that man in prison that I went to see. One is the bar of your own conscience that you have to face up to, and the other is the bar of God's justice. But in our text before us, our Lord Jesus comes with these beautiful, sweet, loving, and very freeing words. He says, come unto me. Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will alleviate this burden off of you. Today you might be sitting here carrying some burden, some heavy yoke is laying on your neck, the neck of your conscience, about something you did maybe years ago, maybe yesterday. Something that is troubling and bothering you with your own guilt. Maybe it's something that you've done so frequently that you think you've kind of run the limit of God's grace. Maybe it was something that was so horrendous and deep and awful that you've shocked yourself that you could even let it have gone to that extent. But listen again to your Lord's words. Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. One commentator said it like this. It's as if Christ is saying to us, when the law accuses you, all you have to do is refer the matter to me. In this text, Christ is not simply inviting you to come and place the burden of your guilt upon him, but he is announcing and declaring to you that he has already taken the burden of your guilt. He has already borne that when he went to the cross for you, even before you were aware of it. There is no more need for you to struggle with this burden on your conscience because Christ has come to free you from that. And notice, there are no preset conditions. He doesn't say, if you do this, then you can come to me. He just says, come. I don't care whatever condition you're in. I don't care where you're at in all of this. I don't care how often it's happened, how deep it's been. Just come. Just come. And receive my grace. Receive my forgiveness. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I instructed that man in jail for a number of weeks. Gave him catechisms to read, and everything I gave him I could tell he read thoroughly because he had great questions when I'd come back. He finally wanted to be baptized, which he had never been before. I was not allowed to be in the same room with him, so I had to stand on the counter and pour water through a hole in the glass window up above his head, and he had to lean his head into the glass to have the water trickle down onto his head. That was quite an interesting exchange that day between him and Christ. All of his burden and his guilt going through that water to Christ, and the forgiveness and grace and holiness and perfection that he needed to go to heaven, the right to be called a child of heaven, came to him on the other side of the glass. This is all the weight that your Lord puts on you, is a little handful of water, cleansing you and washing you of your sin, making you his own, dressing you in the robe of righteousness that you'll need to stand in before God on Judgment Day, and the promise of everlasting life. Why in the world wouldn't we want to come to that? Amen.